up to it. Six congressmen hunting it dead. Few senators and two others. And I didn't see them all. Got out of it.
Well, Mr. President, I feel somewhat presumptuous in coming in. I've been thinking and worrying about the,
like all of us,
Watergate problems, but not that particularly because I don't know about that, but trying to think constructively about what would be helpful. I see the problem. There's the Watergate business, and that's something you're dealing with. We can get that out of here, dealt with. That's
so there's that.
Then there is the essence of the work of government, which you referred to in your speech, which is the ball game that we're all here to play, and that's what's important.
In other words, what do we substitute for what is left?
And then there is a third element that I think is important. In order to get from the one place to the other place, and that has to do with our own conception of how we work in the White House with the departments,
right.
and the whole general posture of things.
Right.
And I think that as I have puzzled over this, that we have to concentrate very heavily on. For want of a better word, I would call legitimacy of what we do that shows that we are out in the open, that we are candid, that we are doing things according to the proper procedures. And I believe myself that there is, it is true that for a variety of reasons, some of them quite good reasons, the departments are not really carrying the ball on policy and operating matters, and it's partly their fault. Partly their fault, and it's partly our fault. That is, we have to make them do the work.
I know.
And
I agree
they don't do it well to make
them. Bill Rogers had the same problem. I agree totally. Of course, there we have a very sensitive thing, which you know, Henry. Damn, I the time, look, you've got to talk to Rogers and you've got to talk to Schultz and you know, you know how he is. But go ahead.
Well, I find Henry is
he's very
difficult to work with, but he is a joy because he is so able. And he is one of my labor relations friends says, sorry to be a prima donna as long as you can sing. And Henry sings. So
what would you suggest?
Well, I think that the.
Something that I can think about? I'm a little thinking about this over the weekend. I don't want to make any mistakes in a hurry, though.
Right. Well,
we're going to do it. You know what I mean? Bob is gone, John is gone, two of the most selfless guys I've ever known. They're gone now. Now we have a new start. Now let's get going.
Well, I am thinking about a replacement for Bob, as I have thought about it.
Yeah.
He's not replaceable. He is a unique person with a set of skills and relationships to you. And I felt, well, one shouldn't think about replacing Bob because he was very special. And one should think of a different kind of structure. And I think there is a fair amount to be said, enough to mull about it very seriously. To the some parallel with the British system in which you bring into the White House to help organize the work, so to speak, a really top-level civil servant, somebody who is a person of breadth and scope and integrity and so on, and who is organizing the substantive side of the work has nothing to do with the political side of how things operate. So I think that is an idea worth considering. I think that the White House operations or the executive office operations go best when they are put in a very legitimate posture. That is, I think the Council of Economic Advisers, for example, All those people stand for confirmation. All those people are available to the Congress. The Congress doesn't abuse that.
Right.
So on. So I believe that there's a lot to be said for saying, let Peter Plant post the confirmed by the Senate. Let the head of the domestic council be has big operating responsibilities.
Just to be what the way the Russians do. We all feel it's a very serious situation, and everybody that I've talked to wants to be helpful in construction. And I feel anyway, we need to make some changes along the lines that I've suggested, and it can be done. Things will work well that way, and we can make a virtue out of the message.
Sure. Oh, we've got lots of time.
Well, we've got the...
We've got to use the time, George.
I think that the sooner you can come to whatever conclusions you do about how we should operate and what changes ought to be made and so on, the better. We'll be constrained, as you mentioned, that rushing into something that you wish you have to undo is obviously undesirable. But within that constraint, I think that it's important to take hold and to rearrange things here. I've been trying to come in and sit in on as many of the White House meetings as I can just to provide
some of the
press.
You've got your support loaded. That's the main version. You've got to be
our tax program is, with all of the criticism that we nevertheless went pretty well. People were fascinated with the simplification idea. And even on the...
Incidentally, too, I was glad to go to the labor man. We expected them to react exactly as they did. But I think it was well that I went to do that.
Yes, sir, it was. And the program...
George, I mention as I sit here that there is anything anybody would suggest Bruce is so that he's worse than other people. You know what it means, which? But you think we're right?
I think we're right. I think that in many ways the greatest blessing would have been if Congress had screwed it up and had passed that law and got it out from under. But anyway,
I don't think that's the responsibility. But don't you think so, or are you that doubtful?
No, I think
you're not
even right.
Another breeze, are you?
Oh, gosh, Mr. President, never. I think we have to make it clear that we don't want
that. I think I've made that pretty clear with the labor movement. You know, they don't want their labor wages for us.
They're very set on that. But I think that that is part of the process of letting people see that we don't mind criticism. They must hear all points of view. And a little controversy within the family is all right.
Sure. Absolutely.
And I think that if we can get ourselves going here, get on a little different track, we create this atmosphere that people want.
The idea of submitting for confirmation and so forth, I think is going to take a bunch of time. I mean, that's only a tactic, of course. I would say this, I wish you'd talk to Bill Rogers about it, if you would.
Yes,
sir. Bill and I have done a lot of talking. Think of it. What you could do is to say all these guys that, oh, the groups, you all went out and talked to them, you know what I mean? So that sort of basically, you go through the confirmation process and so forth, and you just get done out for months. And the last 10 or 12 you went into Pakistan, I kind of answered. This is the thing that I'm going to talk about. You understand?
Well, I think just to take the Flanagan example, we were concerned about Peterson. We have had him go and testify. It's done a world of good for him. He's testified. He's handled himself extremely well. People are glad to have him out in the public domain. And I think if he were confirmed, it would be better for him.
You're the best finance program. You and Bill will talk a little about him.
Well, I have, I'm going down to Jamaica to the Inter-American Development Bank meeting. And I'll be coming back Tuesday night.
Wait,
so I'll be...